الله الرحمن الرحيم. Firstly, he came from this Bhami Rahmatullah Ali and he said, in present time, the Muslims have been overpowered and suppressed. What's the reason for that? The Muslims have been overpowered and suppressed. You say the purpose for that is, the reason for that, because of poverty. Because of poverty. Because when the Muslims have everything, then we will look upon. But if they don't have anything, they will be looked down upon. Do not look at those people, he says, that those people before us, their iman was very strong. It was so strong that even yet in a condition of poverty too, they were not suppressed. They were not. So we today must look at it this way, that the iman was so strong, our iman not that strong. Our iman is very weak. So what do we have today to bring about respect and keep away from disgrace is keep away from poverty. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam made this dua, O Allah, protect me from poverty. Poverty is a very dangerous thing. When a person has poverty in his life, then Manu, his iman can go away too. We must not look at those great saints before us, their lives or something else. But now we have to look after our wealth. The respect is now when you got wealth. I'm not saying pride. I'm not saying pride. But if you will protect your iman and become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you must have wealth. We have lost our respect because of that. And he went on to say that one of the reasons that people have been suppressed today is because of that. And one of the causes of poverty is because of extravagance. The cause of poverty is because of... We look into people's lives. We come to realize that the person was very well off. The next morning you see he's gone. He lost everything. Did you look into the history of the person? Why did he lose all those things? It's merely because of extravagance. Because of extravagance. More than what you're supposed to do. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, look at people who are lower than you, as far as dunya is concerned. Who is doing that today? If that person got a big car, you cannot afford it, but you also want to have it. If that person got a big house, you cannot afford it, but you still want it. So what is happening to you? You begin to follow this, that let me do what I want to do, but I cannot do it. Extravagance. Houses you see today, it is so simple, it's supposed to be. There is nothing wrong with the house, but you still want to put it down and make it one more time. There is nothing wrong with the kitchen. There is nothing wrong with that, nothing, not anything. But no one will follow the time. You have to follow the time. My friend got this and I must also get it. The beautiful car that we have by you is taking you everywhere. It's keeping you well. You haven't got it. But no, I want to follow the time. So Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah says that one of the reasons for us today of poverty is because of extravagance. You got enough clothes in your house. I was shocked. One person came to tell me he bought for his wife a shoe, 15,000 rands. But end of the day, he lost the wife too. Did not bring him more closer to her. He bought the most expensive things. So what I'm trying to say is, as the Tanya says, that the reason for it is because extravagance. Live within your means. Try to save money. This era is to save money. You can see what's happening around us. All kind of things are happening to us. So look after money. Buzugana did. A wise man told, that you are concerned of the earnings, which is not in your power. You must only want what's in your power, and that's expenses. You are concerned of your earnings, you earning that much, you're concerned of that. How to increase that is not in your powers. But you can decrease your expenses. And you come to realize that so many people, you know, society, 95%, I may be exaggerating, 75%, is that what they're not supposed to spend on. So many things they are spending which not called for. Now, for example, you know what? I get shocked sometimes when a person says, look, I've got this cell phone. You can't afford a pair of shoes, but you've got a cell phone for 25,000 rand. Now, what's the reason for that? What's the meaning of that? So, in our life, as the Tanya says, that wise man said, you are concerned not of your earnings. We're not supposed to be concerned with expenses. How to cut down the expense? How to decrease things? I'm not saying you must become a miser. Miser is very bad. But within your means, try to lead a life of that kind. Be more considerate. Not that to make yourself difficult. But who is doing that today? Everyone is a rat race to be this person, that person. How we get it is not one. So let us pay our minds to those things. It's not a small thing, it's a very big thing. If you want respect in our life today, we must have this in our life. Because when you have money, you don't have money, they make you a handkerchief. Become a handkerchief. They throw you around everywhere. But if you got money, they are careful how they behave with you. It's a ni'mat wa natala. It's a very great ni'mat. Look after money. All the investment is corrupt. All going down. Now you got cash, the best. What cash you got is better than everything else. Now you begin to think, what happened? Where's my cash? So look after money. Allah gave you money, look after. Spend in the correct way. Spend in a correct way. So Hazrat Thani was a khub kaha usne. He said khub kaha. Said kaam ki baati. Something to consider. And let me tell you something, you and I should pay attention to it. Be very easy to spend money. Be very difficult to get money. Very easy to spend money. So the money you have in you, look after. Allah ki barakat in that. So that's one thing he said. The other thing is, another person wrote a letter to the Thani Rahman, says that I feel everything unpleasant. I don't desire to make it difficult. I'm saying this majlis because this is what we are experiencing today. No one will make zikr. No one will read namaz. No one will read Quran. Oh, you're reading Quran? You're making zikr, you're making everything, but you don't feel like doing it. There's no desire for it. There's no desire. And this we are experiencing today a lot. I don't like to make zikr. I don't need Quran, see, I just don't. But I'm doing it. But I'm doing it. But there's no real enjoyment, no feeling, no desire for this. So the Tanvi Rahmatullah says, kaam jis tarah ban pade karte raho, How you want to do it, no matter it's naqis, means imperfect, to the defect, but can you unwin it? Keep this principle in front of you, all of you all. Because we all are guilty of it. That we have the time to make zikr, we have the time to read Quran, we have the time to read namaz, everything. We are doing it. But then you say, hey, you know what? There's no desire for this. Leave that naqis. Let it be imperfect. Allah will make it perfect. But you carry on doing it. Continue doing it. Your Quran, Madini, or your zikr you're making, your namaz you're making, you're going to the masjid too. The feeling is not there. Do not want the feeling. The desire is not there. You carry on going, doing the thing. Because remember one thing, that thing there will continue. It will continue. You see, once the foundation is laid, gradually carry on. No person writes something, he can't write first. He writes anyhow, crooked. He says, I'm not being perfect. But now if he leaves it, he leaves it. But he continues writing about it, improving. What happens? Then he becomes perfect. Likewise, you continue in this way too. In the way you are carrying on. That there's no desire and feeling to make namaz, but you're still making it. No desire to read Quran, but you're still doing Quran. No desire to make zikr, making zikr. All the time you continue doing, no desire. What are you waiting for? Desire. Most important, you continue doing the thing. The time will come, it becomes so strong in you, it will become difficult for you to leave it after that. But you must do it continuously. So the Tanya Rahman says that do not worry of being perfect. That perfect will take place, but you don't pay attention to all that. You continue doing your work. That is very important. Because as you go to Israel, then the reward, you must know. One is you're doing it, you've been doing it happily, you want to do it, you're enjoying. And one is you're not going to do it, you're still doing it. There's a mujahidah in that. There's a sacrifice. So whatever that you're sacrificing and doing, you don't read namaz, but you read namaz. Not enjoying the namaz, you're still in namaz. Not enjoying the zikr, you still make a zikr. Now that is a mujahidah. It's a sacrifice. And in that sacrifice, the reward is something else. The reward is something. So remember all the time, no matter you enjoy, no desire to continue. In the worldly matters too. Some people say, you know, I don't go to work today. Hey, I just don't go near the house, don't work at all. But you must say, I'm going to work because Allah kept me to look after my family. That's my duty, that is. So you wake up and you don't want to go, yeah, I don't want to go to work today. That's what you don't want to do, but what you're supposed to do. So you wake up and you go to work also. By going to work also is that, Ya Allah, what your intention is, Ya Allah, I'm going to look after the rosy of my children. So that becomes ibadat, everything becomes. So if you look at it every way, you're not enjoying it. But do not worry about your enjoyment. Worry about how I can become perfect. When you become perfect, you must not worry. When you become perfect, you must not worry. You must continue doing. Allah decided to make you perfect. But remember, whatever you're doing, namaz also, you're not enjoying it, but within the Sharia, rule. Bound to the Sharia. If you keep on that, because your namaz is accepted. One person told us, Haji Dadullah Rahmatullah Ghazar. I'm reading your mother, they say, you know, tooty pooty, just broken down every namaz. He says, Iski qadr wahan hogi. What a nice thing he said. Iski qadr wahan hogi. You're not taking importance, showing importance of your namaz, you know, I'm doing anyhow. The ladies at home, they say, I'm doing namaz, no, how my namaz is, I don't have namaz, except not. But don't worry, your istimaz is accepted. There you come to know Allah Ta'ala appreciate it too. So in any way Allah Ta'ala allows you to make zikr and all. The desire is not there, no problem, but continue making. Continue to your ibadat. Do not leave that into. That is most important. You must not leave that. Then the third thing is on Hadith al-Qudsi, which I read this morning, which is something for us to remember, that when a nation goes against my command, Allah Ta'ala is saying, Hadith al-Qudsi, Hadith al-Qudsi is what Allah Ta'ala is saying. When a nation goes against my command and commits sins openly, then I put him upon them as leaders of that kind. I put upon them leaders of that kind. Listen to it very carefully. You see, this is what happened in this world, that place, that place. Do not worry. Allah Ta'ala says, when a person begins to commit sins openly and no shame at all, then I bring about leaders of that kind who put in their hearts to bring about cruelty in their hearts, to harm people, to harm, kill people too. All kind of things they do to them. The subjects are suffering all kinds. Now when that's happening to them, what they begin to think, what is going to happen now? Why is happening? What's happening? Allah Ta'ala says, do not blame the leaders at all. Do not blame them. Blame your own self. Is your action that brought about me to bring about these kind of leaders? If you want me to change the leaders and change their hearts, because the hearts are controlled by Allah. Everything controlled by Allah. You can say that a leader is an oppressed leader. You can say the tyrant ruler. You can do whatever you can say. The tyrant ruler is because of your own actions. If you have improved on your actions and became close to Allah Ta'ala will change the heart of the tyrant rulers too. So today when you notice that we see this much, that every around that the harm is caused to the subjects from the rulers, we begin to pass all kind of statements. Failing to understand, we're not supposed to pass those statements. The thing to ourselves is because of our own actions which allow to bring about that kind of condition. And once we change our lives to become close to Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala will change their hearts too. The same cruel person will become most kind to you. So he's teaching us a lesson that whatever harm is caused in the world today is not because of our own wrongdoings. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala must bring about peace and contentment to all the world. The Muslims of the world today are completely down. All kind of harm is caused to them. It's only because of our own actions. We have to put our actions right. Turn to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala will turn towards us too. That's why they say there's no door beside the door of Allah. You should not look at anyone else beside. The saints, the great saints, they only have one thing in mind, only the door of Allah Ta'ala. They don't turn to anyone else. And who can you turn to? Do not try to keep anyone happy beside Allah Ta'ala. You keep Allah Ta'ala happy, you got everything. You don't keep Allah Ta'ala, you got nothing. Harun Rashid, in his darbar, you know, he said to the people that today you can ask whatever you want for. Today you can ask. One said, I want this, I want so many thousand. He said, you got it. I want this. One person said, I want this land of yours. He said, you got it. I want this orchard of yours. You got it. Everything, he said, you got it. Now he looks at his servant who's next to him and asks her, he said, what do you think? He said, these are all fools. She said, what can you think? How can you take them as fools? They are big people. Very important, my important people. And you call them fools. Yes, they are all fools. They are asking you for this, they are asking you for that, they ask you all kind of things. They ask you, very good. Then he asked her, what do you want? He says, you sure you'll give me that? He said, I will give you. He said, are you sure you'll give me that? He said, yes, I'll give you. He said, well, I want you. Listen to this very carefully. There's a lesson behind this thing here which you have to learn. Say, I want you. Because if I've got you, I've got everything. I've got the world with me. Whatever you own, it belongs to me too. Because I've got you. So what is the lesson behind this thing here? The most important thing. Who are we supposed to go to? Whose hand we supposed to hold? The one who gave the world to us. The world is Allah Ta'ala. When Musa alayhi salam was asked this question, is Allah Ta'ala is the bow and the arrow. Where will you stand? He said, I stand next to the person with the bow and arrow. Then that person said, no doubt who gave this answer, it can only be a Nabi, no one else. So our reason now, the condition is today, we left the right road. Whose hand is supposed to hold? We have to hold the hand of Allah Ta'ala. There's no other hand beside his hand. If you hold his hand again, Allah Ta'ala's hand will hold you. In every way you must try to hold his hand. Become close to him. Everything. That's why when that Guru was said, that how are you? He said, Alhamdulillah, I'm very well. What do you mean? Because everything is working according to what I want. He said, I don't understand. You're not Allah Ta'ala. How come everything that you say is working in your life? He said, no. My desire is Allah's desire. My desire is Allah. This is very important to understand. My desire is Allah. Not that you've got no more desires. Have you got any more desires? What Allah desires, my desire, then whatever it is, that means Allah desires this thing, I want it that way. I accepted it. So I'm Allah's desire. So if you have this thing in your heart, then you become Allah's, Allah becomes yours. This is what we are supposed to do. This is what Suluk teaches us. Suluk teaches us a very important thing, how to bring up a strong relation with Allah Ta'ala. How the strong relation? That everything will happen with the hukum of Allah Ta'ala. Nothing besides His command. If we have this in our heart and bring about a relationship of that kind, strong relationship, very easy to say that. Very easy to say that. But when you are faced with different situations, for example, you desire that your daughter must get married to a certain person. You have full desire for that thing. In the end, it still happens, she's not going to marry the thing. Why do you get despondent about it? Because you're not prepared to accept his desire. Have you accepted his desire, you say, Alhamdulillah. You want a certain thing to buy a certain property. And you went all out to buy the thing. You did not get it. Why did you get despondent? Because why? Because your desire, you forgot it's not your desire, Allah Ta'ala's desire. You want a certain car, you went all out to get that car. You did not get that car. You feel very hurt about it. All the time what it is. A woman wants a child. She tried all medication, all kind of things. It's her desire. In the end, Allah does not give any child, no matter how much even medication or medicine. What we're supposed to do? To accept Allah's decision. In business is the same thing too. In everything the same thing too. That our relation with Allah Ta'ala is whatever Allah Ta'ala has done, is doing, is a correct thing. Is not what we need. Then you find that everything is left in Allah's hands. You want to go for Umrah, you're making all the missing messages. Tell me, Mawla, make dua, you can't go for Umrah, make dua. I said, oh, no, inshallah, Allah will go. But they're going determined to go. If they don't go, what happens? Allah Ta'ala decided not to go. In everything, Allah Ta'ala. A woman wants a child too. She tried to make medication, make dua, everything. Don't get no children. It's Allah's desire. Your business is no matter. So in every way, we have to know this, but we have to understand that it's Allah's decision. This is the most important thing, which we're not prepared to accept. That's why when someone gives you something and you get too close to it, and the time when it breaks or something, you cannot get, you get very hurt. You get hurt very quickly. You know, this, I like this so much. I got it by me now. And I don't know what's going to happen. It breaks, what happens to you? You feel very hurt about it because your heart is inclined to that thing. Sayyidina Abdullah Rahmatullah Ali, one person brought him a very, very expensive mirror and told Hazrat, accept this. He said, Alhamdulillah. After some time, the khadim, the servant, by mistake, he broke the thing. It was so expensive. So he told him, how must I tell my sheikh now? You know, Imam Nuf is right for time now. You know, he gets angry with me because he loved the thing so much. Somehow he saw his sheikh was very happy. He told Hazrat, mirror broke. He said, Alhamdulillah. He said, Alhamdulillah, you got worried now. She explained, Alhamdulillah. He said, what do you mean? I do not understand. He said, during the time when this mirror came, I said, Alhamdulillah. What it means? I asked my nafs, oh nafs, are you happy about it? It did not make any effect at all. I said, Alhamdulillah. Oh Allah, Alhamdulillah. My relationship with you is the same. The relation with Allah Ta'ala must be the same. And after you got the message that disease broken, I said, Alhamdulillah, I asked myself, are you hurt about it? Are you hurt about it? This is what we're supposed to have in us. Are you hurt about it? Alhamdulillah. So in every way, we have to have the relation with Allah Ta'ala that whatever Allah Ta'ala does is the right thing. And that is best. That's why, you know, when once Allah Ta'ala, you can't talk about. They're very great. They do everything you receive Allah Ta'ala. If you have to buy the expensive material, and if that expensive material is short, and the tailor come and tell you, you know, this material is short, what do you say? You say, you must somehow you must get the same kind of material and put it there. Because the nafs is there. So the king couldn't buy the material. Very expensive material, couldn't buy it. And somehow Sayyidina Muqaddin Allah bought the material. The king got very worried. I can't buy, I'm an ordinary subject buying it. You know, the kings are very jealous too. They get worried when the buzur get a lot of people coming to them. So he sent his man, go and see there, what's happening. He went there, he saw him sitting there. The tailor comes. The tailor comes, Hazrat, this material is short. And the expensive material which even the king couldn't buy to. Listen to this carefully. Why were we told all these things? To tell you. You say the king couldn't buy to. Now the tailor comes, Hazrat. You see less. You say, you know the sack on the floor. Take that and put it there. Take the sack and put it on the floor. That material the king couldn't buy. Now he said, take the sack and put it at the sleep there. What did you learn from there? What did you learn from them? Their hearts were drank in that Allah Ta'ala. That if it did make no difference in that and that. We must not be affected in the world. We must not be affected. Whatever it is. So just imagine that material which is so expensive that it is the same thing. That's how we must have in our life. Our love for Allah Ta'ala must be so strong that the material of this world must not affect us anyway. If we have those things in our lives, then see our truth. Ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala is so strong that nothing will affect you. You know, one is getting affected, one is no effect at all. When it comes, when you have true love for Allah Subhanahu. This majlis Allah Ta'ala must give muhabbat for Allah Ta'ala. Muhabbat of that kind of whatever Allah Ta'ala treats us. He must treat us in the best. He must treat us with kindness. He must treat us with love. He must treat us with affection. But khuda na kari, some kind of anything happens to us to be able to overlook it. Overlook it, he's coming from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala kabool kare. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa la aqibati illallah. Wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidina. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fil umuri kulliha. Wa ajinna min fitnati ad-dunya wa adhabil akhirah. Rabbana atina nurana wa aghfir lana innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad. There was one Muslim. Bichara, he should come every Thursday. And he should come from Maghrib to Isha to sit down. Today he met with the accident, he passed away. Allah Ta'ala maghfirat for him. Very punctual he was. He should come every Thursday, sit down here from Maghrib to Isha. Very, very punctual he was. He did not miss one of these two. He lost his daughter and himself. And his two daughters are very critical. May Allah give them his father.